K95.5, Tulsa's new country leader. And now the conclusion to K95.5's second date update with Cash and Bradley.
All right, it's time for second date. Mark looking for a second date with Sarah. And now we got her number. We're going to call her up here, Mark. We're going to get her on the phone. Let us talk to her for a moment before you jump in, though, okay?
Sure, no problem. Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah. What's going on, girl? It is Cash and Bradley from K95.5. How are you doing?
Good. What is this?
It's just friends.
Sorry.
Hanging out on the phone.
Yeah.
Say
morning.
Hi, Matt.
How are you?
Oh, hi.
We actually have a friend in common. You know a guy named Mark? Remember that date with him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Sure.
Good. This is good. So how was it? You guys going to go out again?
Wait, this is weird. Are we on the air or I'm
yep, we
yeah.
are.
Isn't that cool? You're on the radio. Now tell your problems. So how was your date?
Wait, this is going to be aired on the radio. My personal business.
Is that okay?
Sure. It's just a little weird. Okay, so he very nice, very polite, good sense of humor. There was a point though, like we had just met. Maybe we had like a couple of drinks and then we were going to the restaurant where we were going to have dinner. And he said, oh, let's just hop into this jewelry store for a quick second. I want to measure your finger.
What?
So I thought that was really odd. It just threw me off because I was like, this is a little presumptuous slash awkward slash I don't know you.
Okay.
What are we doing here?
So we're going to do like awkward slash I don't know you because we don't really know you. We were just kidding. But, you know, Mark is actually on the phone.
Oh.
What was the thought process there? You plan on proposing on the next date?
Right.
I didn't think it was a big deal. I thought she thought it was kind of cute. You never know who's Mrs. Right. She could be the one. My dad always taught me women like surprises. So if you saw what kind of woman she really was, she would call me back.
It makes sense.
Ish.
Now, Sarah, I want to get inside your head here because I want to know what it was like as you're going into into the jewelry store. Did you think maybe he was buying you jewelry or anything along those lines? Or
I thought his mother's birthday he mentioned. So, like, I thought maybe, oh, help me pick out a gift for my mom. That still would have been a little weird. I just met him. But then he asked the guy behind the counter for a ring fitter. They kind of, like, forced it on my finger. It was just all very strange and not funny or collaborative at all.
I'm feeling painful listening to this. So can we talk about what happened after the jewelry store? Like, I don't think that was a good move, right? Am I wrong?
It's a little out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's move on from that. Did you have fun after the jewelry store?
We did. And I was kind of like, hey, that was weird. He's like, he just kind of tried to brush it off like, oh, it's no big deal. And then dinner was fine. But that just stuck in my mind, and it was just, you know.
It was kind of like a red flag. Like, is this guy, is he playing with a full deck kind
that
of a thing?
That is a little
much.
I
don't think it's that far out there.
I also just felt like, oh, does he do this on all of his first dates? And, like, am I just a cattle call part of his, like, casting process? Like, I didn't know.
He's not like giving his, you know.
I don't know. I thought we had a connection, you know, like a love at first sight kind of feeling, and I was maybe jumping the gun a little bit. I'm really sorry. I would never do that, you know, if I didn't think that maybe there was a future. But I mean, I'll never do it again. I swear. Can we try just one more time and no jewelry stores? What can I do?
Like, I feel like a marriage should be discussed, and you know. And it's weird that we're even having this conversation and on the radio. It's bizarre. But
yeah, I think
we should just move on.
We're gonna do our best to make a second date happen for you guys. So, Sarah, if we were to pay for a second date minus jewelry.
Totally minus jewelry. Maybe we'll pay a chauffeur to go along with y'all and just make sure you go to the destination. We'll pay for the date and then boom, you're fine.
Would you be willing to go out with Mark again?
Mark, you're a nice guy. I mean, we had good laughs and stuff. And if you recognize that it was odd what you did, then why I accept that. That's fine.
It was a dumb choice. It was silly. I'm sorry. Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations on your second date.
Thank you.
That was a little much, maybe.
Yeah, don't do that.
You guys have fun on your second date, all right?
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.